It's now time for Connecting Caregivers with author, speaker, caregiver advocate, and talk show host, Linda Burhans, the gal who cares for caregivers.
Caregivers around the world today, it's time to lift you up. It's time to celebrate. Good afternoon and welcome to Connecting Caregivers with me, Linda Burhans, the gal who cares for the caregivers with love, laughter, and lessons learned, because you know I got a bunch of that stuff, on the show where you can find help and hope. And we have Ed on the boards today. No more lottery winnings this week?
Relatively quiet week for me, yes.
Okay. But I'm glad you're here today, because if it was not a quiet week for you, you might not be here. And so, well, my best friend and co-host, not sidekick, Lynn Thornley is not here again today because she's healing from her broken clavicle. So we miss you, Lynn, and we'll see you soon. But we're really glad because we have my friend Michelle Lowak here today.
Thanks for having me back.
Thanks for being
well. And yeah, I haven't learned all my lessons, so that's why I'm back.
I learn something new every day. With me today, I have Lavinia Ward and Tiffany McLaughlin, as you say.
McLaughlin.
From Tequila Twin Towers and Isaiah Village. Welcome.
Thank you. Thank you for having us. We appreciate it.
So glad you're here today. Friends of Jody Armstrong. She called me up and she's like, you need to have these girls on your radio show. I go, okay, boss.
Yeah. Because you know, Jody says.
Yeah, when certain people tell you stuff, you tell me something or whatever, you know, okay, I need to listen to this. Yeah.
Exactly.
So thank you, Jody.
Yes, thank you, Jody.
So I want to give a shout-out to our newest listeners. We have Finley in Tampa, Asa in Sarasota, and Jessica in St. Pete. And like I always say, there's plenty of room around the Connecting Caregivers table for more listeners, whether you listen to us live on AM/FM or on YouTube or on Facebook or on my website or wherever.
What's your website?
LindaBurhans.com. Yeah, but please listen. I mean, the good thing about it is you can find information all the time. If you go to my YouTube channel, Connecting Caregivers Radio, every radio show is on there. Every Tuesday tip is on there. Every podcast is on there. So you can find a wealth of information. Oh, every conference is on there.
I was just going to say, are the conferences
yes.
on there?
So we just finished, the most recent conference was November 8th, 9th, and 10th, and we had 21 speakers over 3 days.
Whew. Wow.
We had over 1,000 participants, which just warms my heart.
Wow.
Because every time you see like some repeat people, and then you see people that are brand new. I want to say a shout out to ABC Action News, because you always like promote me and help me. And when I was on the ABC Action News bit, I drove home from Tampa to my house, and I went and I looked, and 50 people had signed up.
Wow. Yep.
And that's 50 new people.
That's 50 new people that just got a wealth of information that would not have had it otherwise.
That is awesome.
What an awesome free service.
Well, and the cool thing about the conference is, first, number one, because of all my fabulous sponsors, it's free to caregivers. Mm-hmm. Everything is totally free. And I really don't expect somebody to sit there for 3 days, 7 hours, and especially if you're a caregiver.
Yes.
You're looking to get 15 minutes.
Yeah. That's right.
Because I know for me it was very stressful, but anyone who registered for the conference, as with all my conferences, within 30 days you receive 21 videos of the conference.
Okay.
So you can watch it totally free. You can watch it. You can share it. You can do whatever you want to do with it. Yeah. You know, it's just like with the radio show. Somebody will send me a message, and she goes, I was listening to this show, Linda. It was really good until Mom had to go to the bathroom. Sorry, didn't hear nothing else after that.
You can always pull back up and see it or repeat it. And
yeah. Yes. So that's why I'm so glad I'm able to do that, to offer those different venues for caregivers. So it's been a fabulous week this week. I went to the Sages anniversary party the other night.
What an incredible organization.
Yes. Sages does theater for seniors, educational theater, but like in a fun way.
Okay.
So they had like Phony Baloney, which was about scams. Okay. Denying Gravity, which was about falls.
Oh, yes.
What was the third one? I can't remember the name of it. But there's a new show coming out. So this was kind of a celebration of where they've come in the last 4 years. You know, in the beginning, they first show maybe it was like 100 people per audience, you know, or per run. Now it's
Thousands.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
Wow.
Also, once again, all free to caregivers.
And so educational, instead of talking at people, as you're watching it, you can envision.
Yeah, this is what happens in the show. It's like when they did the show about fall prevention, and it's like a throw rug, let's say, or whatever is the issue. Okay. All of a sudden, you see one girl going to the other.
Got to pick up the throw rug.
We got to get rid of them rugs.
That's right.
No, but if your kids told me to do that, or my kids told me, I like that rug. Uh-huh. I'm not going to rid of that rug.
I've never fallen yet, so I'm not going to ever fall. But you could.
So it's really interesting. So it started some conversation. So the next show is all about Alzheimer's and dementia and all that stuff. And I'm auditioning. So, yes. Just happens to be a part for a caregiver advocate.
Oh my goodness.
Perfect. But she's very flamboyant, they say, so I'm going to have to try really hard.
Well, you can work on that.
We're going to work.
Maybe we can get you out of your show.
Oh my God. So it was very fun having that. And there were things that came up the other night. Thank you, Christine Hamaka and Linda Goldman. For always acknowledging caregivers and doing everything that you do for caregivers was so fast. And I met somebody the other night, I don't want to say any names, but I met this woman 15 years ago, and she worked for Empath Hospice. So when I walked in and I saw her, I was like, hi, how you doing? And she looked at me like, who are you? And so then as the program progressed and I was in the front for something, and I went and sat down, she was sitting next to me, and she goes, oh, I remember you. I said, she goes, and lately, everywhere I go, I hear your name. I said, I hope you don't go near the courts or the jails or anything.
Post office. Oh, my goodness.
Oh, my goodness. So, Michelle, I think we need to talk, before we start chatting with these ladies, I think we need to talk about Silver Santas.
Silver Santas, oh, near and dear to my heart right now.
And we're getting on a timeline here.
We are. We are in crunch time. So, yes,
for the people that don't know, tell them what Silver Santas is.
Okay, so Silver Santas is all done by volunteers that are members of Better Living for Seniors under the umbrella of Area Agency on Aging. And all the volunteers come together. We're putting together 1,200 bags this year.
Wow.
For seniors, elders here, right here in Pinellas County. Either their care manager, their guardian, their social worker, or their activities director at their building or at their home has submitted what Linda wants.
Yeah, I get
holidays.
To make a little wish list for myself. So I want a bathrobe. I want, whatever I want. I definitely want a bathrobe, just so you know.
And I want a trip to Texas.
That's for her grandchildren and her daughter.
Yeah. So the bags vary. They're between $50 and $100.
Okay.
And they are very personalized because the people that are chosen and when the names are submitted, these are people who would not have a holiday if it wasn't for Silver Santas.
Well, guess what? You see that tag and it says, I want some hand lotion.
Or I want
some nice shampoo.
I would like some toothpaste. I want,
Because people don't realize when people go into communities many times that the community takes all their money and they get a small stipend every month, a very small stipend.
Yes.
And so if they have no family members or friends or anything, no one is coming there and bringing them extra shampoo or a blankie or
socks.
Yeah.
Wow.
New underwear. A
cashews.
Animal. Anything. A special treat. They might have a favorite kind of candy, or if they're diabetic, a diabetic candy.
Okay.
So those lists are filled. They're out in the libraries right now. They're out in the community. The way to find out about how you can help at this point by either adopting somebody, taking a tag off the tree, is to just go to silversantas.org and click on the site. It'll say, and then you can just see what you want to do. Do you want to be a volunteer? If you do, you click on volunteer, fill out the information, and then it'll take you to all the opportunities.
Okay.
And you sign up for the location and the times that you want.
Yep.
You're in 2-hour increments.
Right.
We're not asking for a lifetime commitment. That 2 hours will change your life. You will never want just a 2-hour shift again.
Yeah, and you know that you're
amazing.
Making a difference.
In the community.
And
that is awesome.
People don't realize the work behind this. There's a lot of work behind this.
It's
sorting and making sure. You want to make sure that, all right, so let's say somebody returns a bag.
Yes.
And only five of the things But there's one more thing he wants.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever. Well, then they have funds that people, money people have donated, and they go out and they get that so that everyone gets everything on their list. I mean, if I'm
that's
a senior, I want all my wishes on my list.
That's
when
right.
I was a kid, I could deal
right.
with having
yes.
some, you know?
Yeah.
And if you're like me, because I volunteered for years, I remember in the first years with Sherry McKay. Oh my God, I'm going to Walmart and buying so many pairs of jogging pants and all this stuff.
Oh my goodness.
But they have like a wish list on Amazon.
Correct.
Oh. So you can just say,
I want three pairs of jogging pants and four pairs of socks or whatever, and go bing, bing, done.
And it'll all show up at the warehouse, and I happen to be
and
the chair for the warehouse.
That is awesome.
And when I say the warehouse, we were there yesterday.
A warehouse, yes.
With Tal and Bob, who are the chair and the co-chair for the whole committee. We're looking, you know, how can we be more efficient? Everything is online, from the volunteers to the
lists. We've come a long way.
It changes you as a person. We're
That's
giving
awesome.
The gifts, but you really do get the gift.
Yes.
Because
yes.
it's always better to
it's better to give.
And I love Toys for Tots, and I love all that stuff, but it's a small community there. You know,
mm-hmm.
a lot of people give for Toys for Tots because it's kids.
Yes.
Right.
Which is fabulous.
Yes.
And
speaking of toys.
With what?
Speaking of toys.
Yeah, we'll get you your toys in a second.
Welcome to the tomb here.
There are so many different things in the community, and sometimes people think more about helping kids than helping seniors, is what I'm saying.
Yes.
I mean, I remember, this is probably 10 years ago, and I was at a Toys for Tots Center, and they had so many toys. There was so many toys.
Yeah.
It was more than they could even give out.
Right.
And the other part that always gets my heart is we need toys for the older kids. We need for the 13-year-olds, the 14-year-olds, the 15-year-olds, whatever, because everybody buys the Barbie dolls and the soccer ball and the whatever.
The children, we talked about
so
this
So talk about
the
toy drive already.
I have to.
Okay. Wow.
Well, there's two. There's two I want to talk about. The first one is, as president of the Rotary Club of Seminole, we do a toy drive, and we call it Toys in the Trunk.
Okay.
It came into fruition, Toys in the Trunk, with COVID,
mm-hmm.
because, you know, we weren't interacting. So
right.
people could just pull up. We would take the stuff out of their trunk. It all goes to the Y. It all stays here local for the children
mm-hmm.
in Seminole and Largo.
Okay.
So
we need to take care of our home first.
We're taking care of local children.
Mm-hmm.
The other one, that's December 3rd. It's at the, you can either call me, 727-641-5483. I'll pick it up, go to our website, or
What's
come
the website?
On the 3rd. Website is Rotary Club of Seminole. It's
mm-hmm.
on Facebook.
And just remember, if you're not like writing this down either, at any time, you just contact me at Linda Burhans at AOL, and I'll send you all the information.
Exactly. The other one that, you know, some people said, well, you know, that's great for all the kids, but do you know how many military families are
mm-hmm.
on food stamps?
Yes.
And who don't know about different programs? Metropolitan Ministries opened their registration.
Mm-hmm.
And all that, and it doesn't have to be just military, it can be for anybody. Go online to Metropolitan Ministries and sign up. Not only do they give toys out, but they also give out food.
They do.
Yeah.
And so, you know, together we can partner and we can have an impact. And the ripple is incredible.
It is incredible.
Yes.
You know, years ago, and I'm talking about 15 years ago maybe, was one Thanksgiving holiday. There was family issues going on, you know, whatever, and I said to my husband and I decided, you know what? We're going to go feed the homeless for Thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we're going to do.
Mm-hmm.
And went to Tampa. Cynthia Pickney, I can't remember the name of the... But anyway, so we went there and we fed all the homeless people and everything was lovely. Everything was lovely. And we're driving home, we're going over like the Howard Franklin Bridge and my husband looks like he's so depressed. And I'm like, hey, you just like did something good, you know, what's the deal? And he said, you know, Linda, I'm ashamed of myself. I said, you're ashamed? He goes, I always judged homeless people.
Mm-hmm.
I never interacted with them. He goes, and he chatted with them, and he saw that they were just, like, people having a hard time. So He says, do you think we could bring them all cigarettes? Because he was smoking and they all wanted cigarettes.
Oh, my goodness.
And I'm like, no. we can't do that.
That's a nice thought, though. Very nice.
And so between him and I, we decided on socks.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
And I was the executive director of a large nonprofit professional women in power at the time. And we just started telling people, well, that Christmas, we gave out 3,000 pairs of socks in St. Pete.
That's amazing.
Number one things asked for, and you know, in the richest country in the world, the fact that that's one of the top things that somebody needs is a pair of socks.
Yeah. Well, I'm telling you, after the first year, people started, it would be like October, and people would start leaving by my house, bringing new pairs of socks.
Yes.
But then they started bringing underpants and t-shirts, those are other things. I want a clean pair of underpants, I want a clean pair of socks.
They need warmth, they need to be warm.
And you know what, I can wear somebody else's jeans or somebody else's, but underpants, you know,
you do not want that.
To have a new pair of underpants and a new pair of socks to somebody.
Yes.
Feel like a new person.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, let's chat with you ladies a little bit. So we have To Kill a Twin Towers and Isaiah Village. Who's going to chat first?
I will.
Okay.
Yay.
So introduce yourself and tell our listeners a little bit about yourself first.
My name is Tiffany McLaughlin. Thanks for having me here, Miss Linda. Appreciate you so very much. Tequila's Twin Towers Minicamp came about by me having a special needs daughter. When she was 4 months old, we were in a school bus accident.
Oh.
However, the physicians would never listen to anything I had to say. So I kept coming back, and I was like, okay, look, I'm not leaving this time until someone tells me, you know, what's going on with my baby.
Yeah.
And me being only, you know, 18 years old.
Oh, my goodness.
In high school,
like,
you know, I'm you know, standing like, okay, we need
syndrome
to figure out, you know, what's going on. And they started to doing tests and things like that, and then they came back with a diagnosis of Wernicke-Hoffmann's muscular disorder. And they said, oh, we'll give her about, you know, a year, year and a half. Usually kids don't live, you know, past that age. Well, she lived to be 8.5 years old. We fought tooth and nail to keep her alive. But those 8.5 years were, it was a monster on me.
Sure.
And I found out after she passed away that if you don't take care of your body, the body shuts down.
Yeah.
And caregivers, listen up.
Yes, caregivers, please listen up.
Yeah.
After she passed away, I started having the wisdom tooth work that I didn't know were coming out.
Yeah.
It was time to take them out.
You're a vessel.
I wound up having stomach virus that lasted like 2-3 months because I had not taken care of myself. I was so focused on taking care of my daughter.
Right.
The hair was falling out, the weight gain, everything that could happen, happened. But the miracle was, right before she passed away, we had to move closer to All Children's Hospital because she started getting worse.
Mm-hmm.
And they did a home for us, remodeled a home just for her so that we could have all of her medical equipment in one room.
Nice.
And she could sleep in another room. And once they remodeled the house, they said, well, we have to tent the house. Can you, you know, go somewhere for 3 days? We'll pay for it or whatever. So we went to a resort out on the beach. The resort had no accommodations. We called in and we requested a non-smoking room because she was, of course, on oxygen. We requested the wheelchair accommodations, the railing in the bathrooms. We had none of that. When we got to the room was smoked up. Smelled like a chain smoker was, you know,
like a bar.
At the bar, in the room. We went out to the pool to get away from the room for a couple hours. There were no accommodations at the pool. There were no accommodations anywhere. So that was hard for me being a caregiver. And when we came home, when we finally came home and moved into the house and so forth, we were there for about 7 months before she passed away. So when she passed away and I had to move out of the house, I started praying, Lord, what am I going to do now?
You know, right, 24/7 every minute.
I was a 24/7 caregiver for 8.5 years, yeah. You know. So a baby taking care of a baby and learning how to be the doctor, the nurse, the physical therapist, the respiratory therapist.
The advocate.
Yeah. The advocate, you know. Take a stand, because before then, before I had her, I was that young lady who always walked around with her mouth closed. But after her accident and the disability, I learned to have to stand up and open my mouth.
Yeah.
So now I am that caregiver in a sense to where I want to make sure that the caregivers take care of yourself. I'm not going to allow anyone to come on my board. I'm not going to allow anyone to come into my physical place. And if there's anything that I have that I know that you need, I'm going to provide it. If I don't have it, there's a resource to provide it.
Yeah.
So
that's fabulous.
I started working on a building a resort and manny camp for parents and caregivers to take a break with their children or loved ones, so that respite is a big thing. Respite is a very big thing for the parents and the caregivers.
Okay, just give me a minute. We got to hear from our wonderful sponsors, and then we'll come right back to respite. So don't go away. Come right back to Connecting Caregivers Radio.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Are you looking for compassionate and dependable home care for you or a loved one? Assisting Hands Home Care, serving Pinellas and Pasco counties, can help.
The day came that taking care of my mother was no longer the best thing for me or for her. Between kids and a job, I couldn't give her the attention she needed and deserved, and I was overwhelmed. So I reached out to Assisting Hands Home Care. Now I can see what an important decision that was, and I feel confident that my mother has compassionate and dependable caregivers who help her to stay happy, healthy, and home. Today, I'm able to visit with my mother and enjoy our time together, which is exactly what we both needed.
Assisting Hands Home Care. Call today for your free in-home consultation. In Pinellas, call 727-748-4211 or visit assistinghands.com. When you can't do it all, give Assisting Hands a call.
Arden Courts is not just a place to live. It's a place to call home. Residential living combined with quality caregiving. This is the philosophy behind Arden Courts. Communities created exclusively for individuals with Alzheimer's disease and related dementia who would benefit from a safe and structured environment. For additional information about any of the unique services Arden Courts provides, call 888-478-2410 to locate a community nearest you. Inquire about our educational seminars, resource library, or support groups, or simply feel free to ask questions you may have about Alzheimer's and related dementias. At Arden Courts, we know, we understand, and we can help, because memory care is all we do. Remember, call 888-478-2410 for additional information about any of the unique services Arden Courts provides.
Sean W. Scott has been practicing elder law and qualifying clients for Medicaid for over 30 years. While his practice is in all areas of estate planning, such as durable power of attorney, healthcare surrogates, and wills, he also prides himself on having a 100% accuracy rate on getting clients approved for Medicaid. Why Medicaid, you may ask? Do you want to pay up to $16,000 a month for a nursing home should the time come? Obviously, no one wants to have to endure this cost. So, even though you may have planned well for retirement, the reality is, things happen. Planning ahead is never too soon. You need to make sure your income and assets are protected so that you can take care of you and your loved ones. Florida law is very specific on how and what is protected and how to protect it. Give Sean a call. He can help. 727-539-0181. That's 727-539-0181.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
And we're back, and we're here talking to Tiffany from Tequila's Twin Towers Mini Camp. And we were just talking about respite care, so let's continue that conversation.
So, respite care.
First, let's tell people who don't know what respite care is.
Respite care, it is where parents and caregivers actually take a break from being a caregiver. Mm-hmm. And a lot of people don't understand how important taking a break is.
Yeah.
If you cannot take a break from the situation or the circumstances, what happens is when something really severe does happen, you can't focus enough to make sure that your loved one is okay.
You're exhausted.
Yeah. You can't think. You can't move. You know, things start breaking down. You know, and your mind is foggy. So how are you going to advocate for your child or loved one that has special needs if you don't take care of me?
So where do we go with this rescue care program? What do you do?
We started our first program, NFL Special Needs Flag League, for the kids. And it's a way for us to get the kids out on the field. And I'm also incorporating other programs like dancing. So if you guys are dancers or choreographers and you would like to open up your businesses for our kids and do something nice for your community, we would accept all the help that you can give us. So we would like to have a dancing program. We would like to have a swimming program. We would also like to have, you have the dancing, the swimming, the gymnastics. Gymnastics mm-hmm. is very important, and also music.
I was just going to say, please say music.
Music is very important to not only the ear, the inner ear, but the heart. Mm-hmm. Yeah, music spirit. Ministers to your heart, and that is very important.
Yeah.
So we are looking for business owners or partners that will partner with Tequila's Twin Towers Minicamp in order to get these programs up and running.
Okay.
How would they contact you?
You may contact me at our phone number, which is 813-399-6083. Once again, that number is 813-399-6083, or you can contact me personally at 407-549-6004. I will repeat that again. The number is 407-549-6004. Or you may go onto our website, which is TTTRespiteRetreats.com.
Okay.
And you will be able to see the programs we have. Right now we're running the Christmas fundraiser for the special needs families.
Okay.
So that we can get donations to help the parents and caregivers get kids, you know, toys and things like that for their babies, because it's been kind of hard for
our... Make sure they go to MetropolitanMinistries.
Yes.
.org too.
Yes. So we're doing a fundraiser. We're going to be at the Shopapalooza. So if you like, you can come out and visit us there as well.
Where are you located, actually?
We are mobile. We are mobile. So all of our programs are mobile. That's how we connect with other partners.
Mm-hmm.
So that we can...
So if somebody says, I have a dance studio.
Yes.
How can I help? Tell me exactly what I could do.
If you have a dance studio, we will be happy to partner with you and get a couple of hours a week so that our kiddos can come out, you know, and do some dance programs or however in the evenings, preferably, or one day on the weekend, whatever mm-hmm. works best for you.
Okay.
So that we can get our kids started, you know, in their programs.
Yeah, that would be fabulous. Wow.
Thank you.
That would be fabulous.
What a great mission.
Yeah, it is a great mission.
Thank you.
So now we're going to hear about another great mission, too. So we have our friend Lavina Ward here from Isaiah Village.
Hi, how are you? Thank you so much, Linda, for having us out here today.
I'm so glad you're here.
Nice
to
be here with you, Michelle.
Tell us a little bit about Isaiah Village.
Sure. So I have to tell you first that Isaiah Village was really not something I intended to do, but something that God has given me to do.
Yeah.
And that, I think, makes a big difference. I didn't realize my whole life he had actually been preparing me for this. I've been a caregiver in many different situations. I might not be in order, but I took care of my father when he had cancer, took care of my brother-in-law when he had an auto accident and brain injury, I have taken care of my mother with Alzheimer's, and then God blessed me with a job that I worked for Medicaid waiver, providing services for developmental and disabled individuals. Mm-hmm. And I loved that job. They asked me to take care of a child that that was diagnosed with autism, and I said, oh, no. I said, I don't want to do that. I said, because I've never worked with anybody with autism. Yeah, I want to be somebody that knows how to do this, and I can't do that. So, well, God was trying to prepare me, and I didn't know. And so as I had that job, I ended up pregnant with my son, who is now 21 years old, and guess what? He was diagnosed with autism. So he's high functioning, and he's really been an inspiration for getting this going.
Is his name Isaiah?
His name is Adam. So okay. Isaiah
is from the Bible for what? Explain.
It is in the Bible. So it's a book
so
of the Bible.
Adam.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. So Adam, that's where he came. So.
I have never seen a Linda, I'll tell you that.
Oh, there's a Linda.
Oh, there's not a Levina. But Isaiah, so what God did for me was, as I had my son, and as he was growing.
And how old were you when you?
I was 31.
Okay.
So he was my last child, my third child. I actually was a mom at 17, but at 31, I had Adam, and I had no idea anything about autism. Right. I didn't know what this was. Right. I didn't know people would tell me all the time, he's so good, he's so calm. Well, that's because he wasn't functioning properly, and I didn't realize.
Right.
So as things went on, his behaviors got bad when he started school. We had a lot of issues. They Baker Acted him at 8 years old from public school system. I was really at wit's end. I wasn't walking in my faith then. And about 11 years old, he was going to school here in Pinellas County, and they called me and said, we're calling the police. We're taking your son to jail. And I said, oh, my goodness. And so, you know, just having that experience and not, you know. Well, what he was doing was just having behaviors because he was frustrated and scared.
He couldn't cope.
He couldn't cope.
Yeah. He couldn't cope.
Now, at that time, I started my faith-based walk. So we were really into our relationship with the Lord. My husband stopped and we prayed before we went to that school because we thought we were sending our son to jail.
Oh my God.
So with those experiences, I've learned that I don't want anybody else to have to go through that. I don't want anybody to walk through that alone.
Right.
It's a scary place to be. I'm not an expert, but I've been there. And so I can kind of relate with what other people are going through. And it's really hard because when you have a child with a difference, right, of any kind, you don't want to be told that there's something wrong with your child.
Right.
It's not something you want to hear. So people don't want to face it. So sometimes
it's not so much there's something wrong with your child. Your child's just different.
They're different.
Oh, darn.
Right.
You know what I mean? We're all different.
We are all different. We all have different abilities, different personalities. Yeah. God's given us all a different personality for a purpose. But when somebody comes at you, a medical professional or somebody, and says, well, there's something that's going on with your child, it kind of takes you back. You don't want to hear those words.
Right.
So we want to be able to be there to accept when people are ready. You know, we don't want to push anything on anybody. We just want to walk beside them when they're ready to have information and resources. We want to be able to help them find that.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, usually it doesn't happen right away. A lot of people don't. If your child's first diagnosed with something, you don't get help right away. You have to process.
Yeah,
you have to process. And by then, now you're out of touch and you don't know where to go for help.
Right.
So that's what really brought us to where we are. And
why the name Isaiah?
Well, Isaiah is because God blessed me with a friend named Kelly. Kelly came alongside me when we started going to Generation Church here in Pinellas County. And she has four children, three with different disabilities.
Oh, okay.
She was my first person that got me. She got me. She understood. She understood what I went through. She understood the behaviors. She was there for me. And so God connected us.
Bring normalcy into your life.
Yes.
It does.
You know,
because
I'm not weird anymore. It's not just me.
Well, you think you're all alone.
I'm an outsider.
Yeah.
Yeah, you think you're all alone. I'm the only one going through this. Nobody else understands,
God, no, my kid.
Yeah, I'm at work. I got to leave. My kids, they're calling the cops on my kids, and it's like, who else gets that? You know, they just think that your child's misbehaving or you're doing a bad job as a parent. But, you know.
And the guilt and that.
So Kelly was actually studying the book of the Bible, Isaiah. And she was very involved in that book and very much on her heart. And I had been seeing these visions of, you know, her and I were getting together and we were talking about what's going to happen with our kids? You know, my son turned 18, and I'm like, where's he going to go? What's going to happen with him? Yeah. You know, and he's blessed because he has parents that can help him.
Right.
What about the kids coming out of the foster system that don't?
That age out? Yeah. That's
what about the people that... So I had brought statistics with me because I wanted to tell you guys that there are actually, let me see, 871,000 people with intellectual or developmental disabilities in the United States that they're caregivers over the age of 60.
And those are just those that are diagnosed and admitted.
Yeah. That's correct.
Yes.
So
exactly.
With that being said, if they're already with a caregiver, what happens when that caregiver's gone?
Right.
So
exactly.
I started seeing these visions of this place. I see this nice little round driveway, you know, like a cul-de-sac almost, and all these buildings around it. And I see a community center, and I see all these trees, and it's serene, and it feels peaceful, and it's happy. I keep seeing this all the time. And Kelly called me, and remember, she's in that book of Isaiah. She's studying the book, and it talks about being there for our widows and being there for, you know, she's got it. So, you know, we're supposed to be there for our community, right? That's what God's done for us. And she said, I got to come over. I got to talk to you. She says, I've been having this dream, and I want to talk to you about it. So she sits down, and she says, I've been having this dream of this property.
No way.
And this property has a community center. It's got all these houses. And I really, I broke out in tears.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, my goodness. And I'm like, okay, I've thought my whole life I'm trying to find a place for my son. I didn't know that we're supposed to be helping others find a place for their children.
That's right.
So this is where we said, how do we do this? I'm a nurse. Kelly works for a day program that takes care of people with disabilities. We're not equipped for this.
Right.
Thankfully, neither was any single person in that Bible when God called them to do something.
That's right. That's
so
right.
We said, okay, we're walking out in faith, and we are going to do this. I filed the paperwork for becoming a nonprofit. We figured out how to do, it's called a 1023, which makes you tax exempt. I didn't even know there was a difference between the two things.
Right.
Yes.
But
what our
goal is here is... We want to house. We want housing. Where's the housing? Did you know it's $1,500 for a one-bedroom now?
Yeah, I know.
One
we
bedroom.
Need to build a tiny village.
That's what we want. It's a tiny village. It's Isaiah's village.
Yeah, you don't need a lot of...
Okay?
Right.
We don't want tiny homes because it has to be accessible for people that might be in a wheelchair.
Yes.
Right? But we want cottages, small cottages.
Yeah.
When I talked to my son about this, he's my model for this, right? Because he's got difficult behaviors. And I said, well, do you think apartment buildings would be good? He goes, I don't want to hear the music next door.
Mm-hmm.
He says, I have sensory issues.
Yeah.
So let's do
cottages.
Small homes.
Yes.
So that's what we were seeing. We were seeing these small homes. And I thought, how great is that? So, you know, my son's on Social Security. He gets $841 a month. That's max. That's max.
Oh, that's going to get
you
a long
way. Where's he going to live?
Long way.
So we want to have this wonderful village, and we want it to be different because we want the people. There's this class of people that, I guess, population of people. So there's something called Medicaid waiver program,
right?
So they cater to people with disabilities. They have a list of you have to qualify for. You have to be either under an IQ of 70. You have to have severe autism, cerebral palsy, Down syndrome. There's
the
a few others.
Hole.
But what's not in there is my son.
Right, the donut
exactly.
hole.
Exactly.
That's right.
Exactly.
So that's what we want to do that's different. We want that. We want to fill that gap.
Right.
How is he going to go somewhere? Okay, so they say they have affordable housing places. Well, no, it's not affordable. Not for somebody that makes $841 a month.
It's not affordable for people that are working full-time.
Right?
Never mind somebody that has a disability or a limited income.
Even if he could work, he can't be on his own because there's a few things that he needs to master before he can be out there on his own. You know, life skills, social skills. So in Isaiah Village, we don't want somebody to hover over him or make him take a program, but we want somebody there 24/7 that is there for him. In case a resource for
support.
Him.
Support. Resource.
Support, exactly. We want
support,
people there to help each other, right?
Yeah.
So if my son was there with Kelly's son, for example,
okay.
You know, my son might not say, I don't want to go and participate in these things, but I could ask him, you know, he might not want to participate in a social activity or something. Or,
okay.
And I could say, well, what about helping Christian? Would you mind helping him?
That's
oh,
a
yeah.
different story.
Of course. He loves to help people.
Yes.
The heart's so big for
right.
them.
Right.
Yes.
So now they're helping each other. So that's what we're supposed to do, unity, right?
That's right. Yeah.
And so bringing them together and being able to help each other, to help each other to grow and
that's,
succeed.
That's all about
and
life, any age.
It is. Yes.
You know what? If I go to Mom and say, Mom, could you just really help me out, please, and fold this laundry?
Yes.
Well, she feels so good because
so
she can
excited.
Fold this laundry for me.
Yes.
And I feel good because she feels good.
That's right.
Yes.
And you said
yes.
earlier, you know, blessing somebody else is such a blessing.
Yes.
Well,
and everybody is. Has yeah. to feel some purpose.
Right.
That's
right.
right.
And this would give them purpose.
Yeah.
So we are believers in Jesus Christ. So our true hope is the Lord.
That's
so what
right.
we want to do at Isaiah Village is give them hope and independence. That hope is teaching them. So I'm not forcing anybody to learn my practices or
right.
my beliefs, but I'm going to love them with the love from Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
That's right.
And then we want to bring that in and bring that to them so that they can feel that love so that they know how to
yes.
grow. And that's, I mean, without the hope, we don't have anything.
Yeah.
Exactly.
We don't. I mean, it's hard, you know? I mean, my son sits at home all the time with, he says he doesn't feel like he's worth anything. Mm-hmm. There's no purpose there.
Without a purpose, that's
right.
what happens.
Yeah. So let's give him a purpose.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let them choose what it is.
Yeah,
that's right.
You know, somebody else is always making choices for them.
Person-centered.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Thank you, yes.
Person-centered, exactly.
And, you
not
know,
what I think.
Yes.
It's not. It's not what I think. It's
right.
what, and I'm learning from them, the people that I'm around. So, you know, as we're doing this, you know, it's going to take a long time to be able to build this. To get, we
it's
wanted
it's not going to take a long time.
It's perfect
in God's time.
And that's exactly right. So for me,
exactly,
it's going to take
yes.
longer than it should. But for
yeah.
God, it's not.
Of course.
So people keep telling me,
we want it
yes.
yesterday.
Yeah.
Yes.
People
exactly.
keep telling me, where do you want to do this? I said, I want to start. In Pinellas County. We want a branch. We want to start in Pinellas
yeah.
County. They said, it's going to be very hard to do here. I said, my God's a big God.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
it will
he
work.
He lives in Pinellas.
He lives
you
here.
Know
he does. He lives right here.
He's
so,
right here.
Yeah.
Yes, he does.
Yeah.
Yes, he does.
So I think, you know, earlier you said something about everybody wants to give money to kids, right? Well, I'm working with adults, and it's a difficult...
Yes.
Just like with the older
yes,
adults,
they need
seniors.
For that.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
You need
and so,
to bring that attention.
Right. So people need it. I mean, just because a child with autism turns 18, they don't stop having autism.
That's right.
So
that's right.
We
and a child at 18 without autism can't take care of themselves.
No, they can't.
Or anything, please.
They can't.
Especially today.
There's a big transition
yes.
period that needs to be there, and people need help with it.
Some of us are still working on that transition, and we're
I'm
not
right
18.
There with you. Don't you worry.
There's a lot of education, though, too. So there's a lot of also education for the other children that are hanging with our children with autism.
Yes. Yes.
To just be understanding of them. And,
community.
And so they may not be exactly the same as you, but they got a whole bunch of other stuff to offer you.
That's
yes.
right.
That other people don't have.
That's
I mean,
right.
their talents, their, you know, their different things, their mm-hmm. patience. And what do you think about that show, The Good Doctor?
Well, it was pretty good in the first couple seasons. That's my
it's
opinion.
Different now, yeah.
it got a little different. It got a little too revealing, I would say,
yeah.
is my terminology.
Yeah.
I thought it was nice to be able to show some of the characteristics of somebody and the challenges
yeah,
they have.
Yeah, I think that was just, it was just exposure part that
was it
was.
Good, I really liked that. The funny thing is he doesn't have autism, and he played a really good part.
Yeah, he did a good
part. Now, there's another show out there, and I'm going to forget the name of it. Life as We Know It,
okay.
I think is what it's called. It's mm-hmm. on Netflix, and
okay.
there are four people with autism. And they're playing the parts of people with autism.
How interesting.
And I'm not sure if that's what it's called. I'm not trying to plug anything.
Yeah.
But it is really good. So it's a really good show because it's true. It's true. These people are playing the parts of what it's like for them.
Well, that's a good
yes.
way for other people to get an education about
yeah,
it.
Yes, it is.
Because people don't understand. And when people understand and when people know better, they do better.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
You know,
yes.
if I remember when I was a kid, I was a camp counselor.
Mm-hmm.
And this girl came to the camp. I knew something was different about her. I didn't know what it was. We thought she was shy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, get her out there with athletics, though. She was like the star of the team.
Yeah.
And it was very nice because all the kids at the camp embraced her. Yeah. Because it was outside of school, it was outside of everything else.
Mm-hmm. Society telling them not.
Yeah, nobody was judging anybody.
It's just their heart, right?
Right.
Their heart.
They were a team, so they taught her to do things she didn't know. She taught them to do things. It was just such a loving thing to do, and I think that's basically what we all are.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
But it's a busy, crazy world.
That's it.
And you don't know where to turn, and then you see all terrible news on television and everything else, and.
I gotta say something before you go to commercial break.
Go ahead.
So it's interesting to me that we're sitting here because you said, you know, this was not your plan.
That's right.
It was God's plan. Linda and I have known each other over 22 years. This was not our plan. And again, this was not your plan when you had your daughter.
No.
And isn't it amazing when you sit back and you listen to God's plan?
Yes.
He always is directing our steps.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yes.
And I'm not going to speak for you all, but I know that when I take the wheel, it's in the ditch.
Yes, ma'am.
Exactly.
Yes.
It's in the ditch.
And it is buried and it is underwater.
Yeah.
Seriously.
Yeah.
All four of us.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Different stories.
Yeah.
Same. All four of us came to where we are today, not planned by us, but planned by God.
So you think today was planned?
But we all came together.
Yeah.
Because we truly love someone.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Your daughter, your son, my mother, your father, whatever. With that, we need to hear from our wonderful partners. Because you know the deal. If you don't hear from them, you don't hear from me. So don't go away. We'll be right back on Connecting Caregivers Radio.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Choosing the right chiropractor is an important choice to make. Located in Seminole, the Alexander Spine Center team is trained on the latest chiropractic treatments and technologies. At Alexander Spine Center, you'll find chiropractic and physical therapy care that is safe, effective, and a natural approach to pain and other health-related issues. Chiropractic unlocks your body's potential and natural healing process to ensure your life is a healthy life. We treat clients from the womb to the tomb. Call 727-397-3000 for a free consultation today or visit our website at www.alexanderspinecenter.com.
They take good care of me twice a week. And did you know they got the Reader's Choice Award for 2019 for the best chiropractic in Pinellas County? So check them out.
Arden Courts is not just a place to live. It's a place to call home. Residential living combined with quality caregiving. This is the philosophy behind Arden Courts. Communities created exclusively for individuals with Alzheimer's disease and related dementia who would benefit from a safe and structured environment. For additional information about any of the unique services Arden Courts provides, call 888-478-2410 to locate a community nearest you. Inquire about our educational seminars, resource library or support groups, or simply feel free to ask questions you may have about Alzheimer's and related dementias. At Arden Courts, we know, we understand, and we can help because memory care is all we do. Remember, call 888-478-2410 for additional information about any of the unique services Arden Courts provides.
Guaranteed to make you laugh through your tears, Linda Burhan's book, Good Night and God Bless, is filled with humor and heartfelt inspiration to aid anyone facing the challenge of caring for a loved one at the end of life. Her story offers hope for human strength and understanding of weaknesses during a difficult time. Life doesn't normally prepare us to become a loved one's caregiver. When it happens, it's usually sudden. A diagnosis of an illness, age-related frailty, dementia, and life suddenly is anything but normal. And because we don't even know what we don't know, where do we turn to for help or guidance? In Connecting Caregivers, answers to the questions you didn't know you needed to ask, Linda offers information, education, and inspiration from her own experience and from experts whose advice, practical tools, and personal stories will empower and guide you. Make sure to add these inspiring books to your collection today, available on Amazon.com.
Introducing the life-changing Footbar Walker.
I'm Peggy from Danville, Kentucky, and I'm 91 years old. The Footbar Walker revolutionized my care of George. It absolutely benefits the patient and the caregiver both, and that's the beauty of it. It's so easy to use. It folds up just like a dream. I got it in and out of the car without any effort at all. The saving that I made from having to put him in a nursing home came to about $192,000.
Does someone you love use a walker? Do they struggle struggle to get up from a seated position? Are you a caregiver dealing with physical pain and stress as you help your patient? The Footbar Walker was designed to assist not only the patient, but also the caregiver. Patients have more control standing up, and no lifting from the caregiver is required. See how it works at thefootbarwalker.com. That's thefootbarwalker.com. Peggy, would you recommend the Footbar Walker?
Do I ever? I would not be in the health that I'm in today at this age had it not been for the Footbar Walker.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Yeah, I love the Footbar Walker. I love Nancy Morris, who invented it. I love that we got to demonstrate it during the conference. It's a really good thing, so check them out at thefootballwalker.com.
How can they hear about that conference? Can they, like, go on YouTube or something?
Not yet.
When
because
can they?
Because the people that are who had registered for the conference, they're privy first.
Oh.
It will not go to the public probably till like another 30 days after that. And then it'll be like, give them a little bit at a time. Because you got to register.
There you go. So register next time, right?
Yes. I mean, it's so simple. And this past conference and the one before, the last session was Dr. Karen Truman, and she did Alzheimer's and dementia training, and you could get a CEU for it.
Oh, wow.
So for $10. So you would, like, go see the last session, and then you go to her website, you fill out some paperwork or whatever, and you PayPal her $10, and she sends you a certificate.
That's
so
great. That's awesome.
We had a bunch of gals that did this conference, so that was good, too.
Mm-hmm.
All good. So, ladies, we're coming to a close here. Please, once again, say the name of your business and where we can find you.
This is Levina Ward, and I'm with Isaiah Village, which is isaiahvillage.com, or you can call me at 727-224-1624.
Thank you.
And my name is Tiffany McLaughlin. I'm with Tequila's Twin Towers Minicamp, and you can find us on www.ttntrespiteretreats.com, or you can contact us at 813-399-6083. Or 407-549-6004 to partner with our organization and help us build this resort and camp for parents and caregivers.
Yeah. So, once again, if you didn't write down any of that information that this told you, don't worry. All the information will be in the description of the show. Or if you have any questions about anything, you can email me through my website, lindaberhans.com. Thank you for Michelle for being here with me today.
Thanks for having me. And Lenny, get well, but I will save the seat until you get back.
And thank you, ladies. I so appreciate you being here today.
Thank you for inviting us. We really appreciate it.
You're welcome. Well, I want to say happy Thanksgiving to everybody. I will not be here next Friday. Plus, it's my birthday.
Happy birthday.
69 years old.
Wow.
Happy birthday to you.
But I am very excited to say that Sunday morning I fly out to Colorado Springs to see my granddaughter Skylar, who is 5 months pregnant, who I need to hug.
And touch that baby.
Oh, I can't wait. And it's like snowing out there and everything. She's like, Grandma, pack your Germany clothes. I'm like, okay. So this morning I did go out and buy another hat.
Oh my goodness.
And a pair of gloves.
Okay, my nose
is running just thinking of going,
Oh my goodness.
Layers and layers on.
So happy Thanksgiving, everybody. Please tune in, though, next Friday. The show will still be here with the fabulous Becky Moultrie will be hosting the show next week. And I might even call in. So God bless you all. You know how much I appreciate all your time. I know it's not easy being a caregiver. I know it's not easy having time to do this kind of stuff. But I'm glad we have a bunch of different ways you can do it. Remember, God loves you all the time, and have a delicious day.
Amen. All right.
When you're down and troubled, and you need a helping hand, and nothing's gone.